Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw upon the wisdom of the saints. Help us navigate the tumult of this difficult life. And we're talking about navigating
the tumult of these difficult marriages.
Navigating the tumult of difficult marriages and finding our way to a place of peace and joy. If you haven't listened to the series, please make sure you do. We're, I don't know, what show are we on, Mrs. Producer? 5, 6 in the series, something like that.
Many.
You can check those out at spiritualdirection.com YouTube page. And also at spiritualdirection.com. But so we're talking about divine intimacy in marriage. We left the last show with a reflection on some of the key problems and perspectives and why people get stuck in marriage and one of the secrets to getting free. But we always want to repeat the divine intimacy secret as we go through this. And Stephanie, why don't you do that?
Yeah, so there's four basic elements to marriage. There's communication, there's the physical, sexual, there's emotional or the relational, and then the last one is spiritual, and usually that's the last one to be addressed.
Yeah.
And so what we are proposing, what we are saying, what we are promising is if you address the spiritual first, everything else will get better exponentially. Like exponentially better if you hit the spiritual first.
And there was somebody way more authoritative than you or me that promised in principle this very thing. Who was that? You don't remember?
St. John Paul II?
No, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, well, second to Jesus, you know.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And all of these things will be added unto you. That's the fundamental principle behind.
It's true.
Divine intimacy, marriage, a divine intimacy secret. So we're talking about if you want your marriage to get better, you need to first get your spiritual life better. Yeah. And then at the end of the last show, we mentioned we were going to talk a little bit more, although we've done some in this show on the series on mental prayer and the examine. I do want to say at the outset, there's a whole film series on this that's free, wasn't free to us, was very expensive to produce.
Yeah, and you can find it at spiritualdirection.com/pray.
Yeah.
You just sign up, throw your email in there. They're going to send you the series. It's a 5-part series, beautifully done, beautifully produced, and it will teach you how to pray. It will teach you exactly what to do and how to deal with that. And there's also some testimony from Dan about how this completely transformed his life.
Yeah, so spiritualdirection.com/pray. But the fundamental idea is this. We tell ourselves a lie, and that is, I'm fine, I'm okay. I'm Catholic. But if we are not talking to the one who we claim is the most important one in our life, then we're lying to ourselves, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like marriage, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you speak about this, is that if you claim to love me as your spouse, but you never talk to me, there's never intimate moments with us. We don't allow any kind of vulnerability where, you know, in where there's no intimacy into me, you see.
Yeah.
If you don't allow someone to see into you, and if you don't allow yourself to be seen into, which is what we're talking about with a mental prayer with the Lord, then that relationship isn't real. It's not authentic. So we need to allow ourselves to be vulnerable before the Lord, to allow him in, to allow ourselves to be loved and transformed through mental prayer and through reflection and response to him and scripture reading and adoration and frequencing the sacraments and all of that. And that will, by definition, start to transform us and transform our marriages. And that's what we're saying.
It's not possible to be near Jesus and to fail to be changed by him. Right. I don't know if that English worked out, but I think you get the point. So daily mental prayer, like just to give you a brief summary, because you can watch the film series And that I think could be more interesting even than listening on radio, although sometimes listening in the car is a good thing. But the one is sacred time, which is you got to decide a slot of time you're going to give God every day.
Yeah.
So if you're just beginning, 10 minutes is fine. And if you're trying to find that time, just set the alarm clock a little earlier and get up 10, 15 minutes earlier and begin. The second is sacred space. Do your best to create a little area where you can pray. Mm-hmm. It's best not to pray in your bed unless you just always want to fall asleep and not succeed in prayer. Just a little prayer corner somewhere under your clothes in your closet. No candles allowed, of course. A little icon. If you're not under clothes in the closet, a candle and an icon is a beautiful thing to have. And a Bible. Mm-hmm. I do strongly recommend a book which includes all of the Gospels by Father John Bartunek. We recommend, I should say. Mm-hmm. It's The Better Part, and it's published by Sophia Institute Press. You can find this out at spiritualdirection.com/shop, but it's a 4-volume series of where Father Bartunek has the scripture passage for the day, or you can read in sequence in any of the Gospels, or you can read according to the liturgy, whatever you want. And then it has Christ the Lord, Christ the teacher, Christ my friend. Mm-hmm. Anyways, these basic themes of Jesus and how he reveals himself to us in scripture. And so if you struggle with prayer, mental prayer, this just idea of coming to know him, which is the whole purpose of it, the Into the Deep film series, I have a book called Into the Deep, Father mm-hmm. Bartunek's set. You don't need anything else. Right. Really?
No. I mean, you could spend years
with that material
and be completely transformed by it.
No. The other thing I'd strongly recommend, which we have over and over on these shows that we do, is watching The Chosen. For whatever its weaknesses are, the strengths far outweigh the weaknesses in helping you get a sense of the humanity of Jesus, which St. Teresa of Avila mm-hmm. indicated we should always meditate on. It's art. All art is flawed. There's no perfect representation of Jesus that's ever occurred other than scripture. But then we have our imagination to fill in the blanks, and that's imperfect. Mm-hmm. So don't get caught up on the imperfections. Just come to encounter Jesus very well portrayed by Jonathan Rumi, and that'll help give you some holy imagination. But I think it begs the question of why. Like, what happens when you practice mental prayer? What happens when you shift from being, not childlike, but childish mm-hmm. in prayer? Childishness in prayer is gimme, 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 fix, 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 gimme, 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 fix, fix, fix. My right. diaper's full. I'm hungry. I don't like the way this feels. That's a certain kind of prayer that's common for people to begin with. But we're not talking about that kind of prayer, are we?
No. And just to sum up with that, or just to finish with that, it's not that we can't ask the Lord for our needs.
Yeah.
He actually wants us to bring our needs to him. But he also asks us that when we ask, to let it go and then allow his grace to enter into us, you know, allow him to change us and transform us. To St. Elizabeth of the Trinity speaks about letting yourself be loved. And you'll hear that from us often because she's a Carmelite. And this beautiful teaching of, if you sit in prayer and you open yourself up to the Lord and you let him love you, his grace starts to break the chains that are binding you, you know, transform you, heal you. If you don't think that the Lord heals anymore, and if you don't think that he can't reach to those depths of brokenness that you've been carrying for years and years and years and months, and you've medicated and you've gone to the counselors and you've done everything that you know to do, he can heal you. I promise.
But you gotta spend time with him.
But you have to actually avail yourself of what he wants to give you.
Yeah.
You know, I can't sit there and go, oh, you know, this is a problem. But he's not capable of doing anything. You know, it reminds me of the scene from The Chosen when he goes to the pools of Siloam And he goes up to the crippled man that's been laying there. And every time he wants to go down into the waters when they're stirred up, he can't get there because everybody tramples all over him and he's not able to get it. And he's in utter despair. And he's been there for decades, right? And the Lord comes to him, and in The Chosen, they do this so brilliantly because he looks at the man and he says, "Do you want to be healed?" And the man looks away from him and he looks at the water and he's going, "But Jesus, this and this, and you don't understand. Everybody tramples over me and I can't get there in time. And obviously, you know, you've been asleep in the boat all this time. So there's, you don't see everything that's going on. You don't know what I've put up with. You don't know the spouse that I'm married to. You don't know the struggles and the parents and the wounds that I have. You don't know, Lord." And he looks at him and he says, "Look at me. Do you want to be healed?" Right? That's what the Lord longs to whisper into our ears. It's what he is whispering into our ears. But we have to respond. He's just waiting for our yes.
And we respond. And what we're saying, if you want your marriage to get better, is you have to begin to spend time in that context, in that reality that Stephanie just described, where you can have these conversations with the Lord, where you can come to know him, where it just going to prayer, just going and sitting in your prayer chair every morning.
And bringing all that distress to him.
And for 10 minutes a day. I mean, I promise you, you just start doing that. He will meet you there and begin to heal you. And I think I can safely say, I can claim it's true. Mental prayer outside of the sacraments has done more for me to heal me personally, relationally in every way than any other thing that I've ever
in my life. Yeah, I absolutely know it to be true.
So the next thing we'll cover briefly, the next element that St. Teresa indicated is necessary. We talked about this in the last show, is necessary in order to enter into an authentic relationship with Jesus, is the she called reflection,
right,
which is what I like to call gaining a Godward self-awareness. Mm. So it's a reflection that you do daily. That's not a navel gazing. It's not a narcissistic activity.
Right.
It's a, "I'm with you, Lord. I want to be yours. I want to be the best I can be for my spouse. I want all the good that you want for me. And I want to be all the good that you've called me to be. How am I doing?"
Right.
And asking that question on a daily basis. So for me, I do this twice a day. I think do you do it twice a day too?
Yeah.
So we both do it twice a day. When we get back from the break, I'll describe how I do it, my own experience. You can describe yours. Mm-hmm. And we'll hopefully give folks a little bit of guidance on how to gain Godward self-awareness that helps us to heal and correct course and draw near to God and to one another.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey friends, speaking of divine intimacy, there's no greater doorway into that reality than through the liturgy. I'm grateful to have Christopher Karstens teaching one course in a four-part series that begins January 2nd of 2026 called Introduction to Sacred Liturgy. Christopher is one of our most beloved professors. All the students who take courses from him really end up being very motivated to draw more deeply from the well of the great riches of our tradition and our sacraments. So go to avila-institute.org to sign up for that course. I said January 2nd that's the application date. Okay. Hey friends, and speaking of divine intimacy, the greatest doorway to divine intimacy with God is through the liturgy. We have a new series of courses coming up. The first one, called Introduction to Sacred Liturgy, begin soon, and go to avila-institute.org to sign up, and you'll get the first of four-part series, Mystery and Mission in the Sacred Liturgy, and I have no doubt it will draw you ever more deeply into the heart of God. avila-institute.org. This is Dan Stephanie Burke. Welcome back to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest. On our Divine Intimacy series, this is a blessing to you, if this is helpful to you, Would you please go to, if you're listening on YouTube, and make sure you subscribe, and please let other people know.
Hit the bell. Hit so the bell. Get all of it.
The notifications.
Know. Yeah.
Because that
share
helps
it to others.
That helps YouTube recognize, oh, people like this content, and then it'll show this content to people who like similar content, Catholic stuff.
Yeah.
And it'll help us get the word out, and that helps us, you know, do what we need to do to keep doing this sort of thing.
And it really is a way of evangelizing and sharing the word, mm-hmm. because I can tell you that we have heard so many testimonies of, you know, I just got this email, you know, or this friend showed me this thing, or whatever, or somebody sent me this video, and they start to lean in and follow the breadcrumbs, and they're transformed. So let the Lord work through you by sharing the word, sharing the gospel, sharing the resources that transform you and heal you, and let the Lord do his thing.
And just subscribing and hitting the notification bell, actually, you're evangelizing because you're pushing it out. I mean, just to reiterate, I do two examines a day, and I'll describe both of them. I think we'll start with the simple one because I like the ease of it. And that is, Stephanie and I do an examine together every night.
Yeah.
And the way it looks, we'll just go through exactly what we do. We're in bed and eyes open with.
We are kind of sitting up. We're not laying flat.
Yeah, we're sitting up. We're not laying flat. Oh, God, come to my assistance.
Oh, Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Amen. And then we go through our top three things that we're most grateful for. Why don't we try to remember what they were for you yesterday and for me yesterday?
Okay. So yesterday, I said my top three were, let's see, yesterday was Monday.
Yeah.
So it was the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass.
Yeah.
The graces that I received in adoration and prayer. I was thankful to God for Melissa and Robin and their goodness.
And they work here at the retreat center.
They do. And they're just selfless and beautiful and amazing. So I was grateful for them. And I always include you in some form or fashion. And then, I think I included pickleball yesterday because we were able to, you know, we played hard for an hour.
Yeah.
And I am grateful that at our age, we can still move like that. Yeah. And it's a profound blessing. It's, you know, just, you know, takes us out of ourselves. It's fun. It's exercise. It's both recreational and life-giving. And we do so with great friends.
And the audience noticed something about your top three that is unique.
And what is that?
It's never three.
Oh, I know. In fact, I'm keeping it short for this show, but Dan makes fun of me because I start with, and I'm grateful for this and this and this and this and this. And my list goes like 10, 15, 20.
Yeah.
And he's going, okay, are you done?
Yeah.
You know, you done? And then I say, when I am done, Lord, I'm grateful for these things.
Yeah.
And then you say.
And my top three for yesterday were the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. We have a priest, visiting priest here at the retreat center. So we're blessed with Mass and adoration, which is really beautiful. I don't remember the other ones. I mean, the weather has been amazing here in the fall, which I'm very grateful for. And I think I've been struggling with my lungs a little bit and things are kind of improving. So grateful for those things. So we do that. Why do we do that? Because it's so easy to identify all the things you don't like in a day and the negative things and whatever. And I think it's really important. Gratitude, it compels the heart of God toward us.
Right. Right,
and so it's always a great way to begin prayer. Even in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, traditionally, that's part of the four ends of the Mass is thanksgiving, gratitude, you know, is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. So then we move into examination of conscience. So that's a silent thing that she does and I do. We go quiet. And sometimes we apologize to one another at that moment, or we ask for forgiveness if there was something that didn't quite go well during the day. There's never any discussion with that kind of a rule. It's more of a just receive and just say, or just silent, you know, it's all.
Yeah, I'm sorry for X, or I'm sorry for this moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, you say thank you, or you say, I'm sorry for XYZ, and I say thank you.
Yeah.
And I receive it and we move on. It's not a time to fix or wrestle.
And then if there's any other things that are not related to our relationship, we don't say those to one another, but we then do the traditional confidio. I confess to Almighty God and you, my brothers and sisters,
that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and my words and what I've done and what I have failed to do through my fault, through my fault, through my fault.
And so that, and then after that, we do the Angelus together. Yeah. And then lights out. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to make sure you know, scripture says that the devil prowls about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And it says that we should never let the sun go down on our anger, because when we do, it gives the devil a foothold, which means it gives him a handle from which to jerk us around and manipulate us. We're inviting the enemy into our marriage, into our hearts.
If we go to bed,
retain anger, frustration,
judgment, unforgiveness, grudges, all of that, we must forgive everyone of everything. And I do want to say, while we're doing these prayers, I think almost every time, I can't remember a time when we haven't, we're holding hands as we're praying this prayer.
That's true. That's true. So that's the night exam. And now we're short on time, but I think we can. What I do in the morning, every morning, is we are part of Apostle VA community, which is a specific spiritual charism in the church. And we live by what's traditionally known as a rule of life. We call it a plan of love.
Right.
And I have a prayer regimen. I have two basic categories of activities that I look at every morning.
Towards God.
As from yesterday. One is, how these are my commitments to God.
Right.
And these are my commitments to others, primarily you, because if all is well with you, all is well in all other places. And I mean that dispositionally too. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, when all is well with you, I don't have any issues with other humans either. Mm-hmm. So I go through my list and I write it out every Monday morning or Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And I answer the question, did I yesterday practice my mental prayer? Did I go to Mass? Did I do my novena that I'm praying now to St. Elizabeth of the Trinity? Did I? So those are kind of an example of the God word ones. Mm-hmm. The toward you is right now I have gentle, I have pursue.
That's nice.
Yes, pursue.
Yeah.
Gentle. There's a third one with you. I can't remember what it is.
So to speak, probably.
Yeah, either way.
I mean it's usually,
they're all in that category. Mm-hmm. And the pursue is that what I'm committed to is telling her as frequently as I can that I love her, that she's beautiful to me, that I, in some way, that I see her and appreciate her goodness.
Who's her?
That's you.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, no, it's you. So that's how I do it. And if I succeed in those, I put a cross, which means because of Jesus and cooperating with his grace, I was able to do these things. If I fail, I put just a negative, if you will.
Right. Yeah.
And the goal is to the next day not repeat the negative.
Yeah.
That's the simple examine.
You know, you said something that was so super important that kind of just flew by. And that is that if your relationship with me is good, then generally everything else goes well.
Yeah.
And people just don't understand the reality of that. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to everything that we're teaching is when you get the spiritual right towards God and then how that spills over in your marriage.
Which is spiritual as well.
Which
we're
is
about.
Spiritual. Then it starts to radiate out
grace.
From your marriage,
right?
You know, you change, your marriage changes, your family changes, and then everything you change, everything you touch changes around you for the better if you're completely given over to the Lord and you know, you give into that grace. So for me, you know, just quickly, I have my commitments towards God. That's my, you know, I get up right away, I do my daily mental prayer. I have particular prayers that I say that I commit to. I have novenas that I do. I'm the novena queen around here. So all of that is towards the Lord, daily examine, daily Eucharist, daily Rosary, daily Auxilium Christianorum. Those are my prayer commitments that I hold towards the Lord.
You know? We also have exercise commitments too. I forgot to mention.
Sure. You know, that's, yeah, I think that's more towards others, honestly, or maybe it's towards it's, God and taking care of our bodies.
Both.
It's both. It's both, you know, and then towards you, it's, did I respect you? Mm-hmm. Right. That's, I always go back to Ephesians 5, you know, do I love and serve you? Do I take care of your needs? Am I respectful? And am I basically monitoring the temperature, you know, to make sure that I'm meeting your needs and I'm basically staying where the Lord has asked me to stay? And then I have commitments and how I love and serve my directees and everything else that's under my purview, that's under my responsibility here at the retreat center. You know, so those are things that I check into and I think, you know, about and check myself against, right? So the Lord's always constantly kind of working that, tweaking it, taking it a bit deeper. Sometimes he will inspire something through prayer or conversation with my spiritual director that may not be part of my daily examine, but it's a movement which I need to follow that, again, is part of the reflection. Where am I? Where is the Lord? That's another thing that is part of this reflection piece is spiritual direction. Regular spiritual direction is a game changer. We need somebody outside of ourselves to have a conversation with.
So that covers the two entry points into authentic relationship, obviously, again, assuming the foundations of the sacraments.
Yeah.
And if you want to get your marriage right and you want to start getting healthy.
And if you want to go to heaven.
Yeah, if you want to go to heaven, you got to have those things right.
Yeah.
In your life, the more you struggle, the more you need the Mass. The more you struggle, the more you need confession. The more you struggle, the more you need prayer.
Yeah.
Start working on those things, and I promise you do that, and then keep working with us and hanging out with us in our conversation about divine intimacy and marriage, and things will begin to get better.
Okay, so until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.